Manumission, Released from Slavery by R.A. Hatton. Narrated by Sassy Clyde. Chapter 1. Sacrifice Eternal. Today I was confident my sword would run red with the blood of our enemies. My finger trailed across the works of Nyssa's finest cartographer, lingering my touch over the depiction of the great white city at the heart of the map. The place that gave me my name and rank. The city of Kfen. I craved the comfort of a soft bed and a real bath. However, for now, I had to be content with a bowl of water and washcloth. At least my Gwan always heated the water on the campfire before bringing it to my tent. I appreciated this. Not that I ever told him so. Tobias, I called, glancing towards the tent entrance. Shortly after I had called, the young human in his early 20s walked in. Dressed in a plain, untanned cloth tunic and trousers, he bowed his head in greeting. He was average in height and was of a medium-toned build, but still much shorter than I. I was tall for an elf. His strong, muscular arms were visible with his sleeveless, loosely stitched tunic. He had a round face with hazel-brown eyes and small lips. His copper hair usually hung just past his shoulders, but today it was wrapped back in a bun. He was a Gwan of few words. Others of his kind often asked questions or replied with answers like, "Yes, my master," which became tedious after a while. Tobias took direction well, and I never had to ask or explain things twice. He had been my Gwan since he was just 14 years old. "Bring me some nuts and fruit, then fetch me a bowl of water, a clean cloth and a towel," I instructed. He gently closed his eyes whilst bowing his head, and then retreated from my tent. With a deep sigh, my focus returned to the map, further analysing the valleys and desert domes we had already scouted. We were tracking a band of rebels that had been spotted from the city wall. The Queen had sent me to lead a few dozen of our strongest warriors to track them down and eradicate them. I was in charge. My soldiers referred to me by my title, General. Queen Cassandra relied on me, trusted me, to bring an end to the idiocracy, the lingering remnants of conflict. I would do anything to bring that reality to fruition. Turning away from my table, I looked to see a plate of food placed on a chair near the entrance of the tent. Tobias must have left it there and then retreated to fetch my hot water. I grabbed the plate with one hand, and with the other, I parted the cotton canvas to peer out.